Hey, Internet, this is Eric M. Hunter, and this is Hashtag Radio.
Hashtag Radio.
You are listening to Hashtag Radio with me, Eric M. Hunter, your bi-weekly dose of me. Not this past week, of course. So apologies up front. Completely miscalculated my time for Thursday's edition. I thought it'd be better for me to drink coffee and sit on the couch and watch YouTube rather than put this podcast together for you guys. So, sorry. I'm going to try not to do that next time. So anyway, this one's just going to be much bigger. So let's get off the get of all the cool stuff that's going on with me right now. Camp NaNoWriMo is still in full swing. I'm really starting to cruise on the story. I had a goal of about 20,000 words, and I feel like I just don't think the story's going to be that long, which is, I don't want to say it's unfortunate, but for a minute there, I was just kind of like banging my head against the wall trying to figure out what I'm going to write. And I had this idea, but it's like getting to that idea is always a lot more difficult than you think it's going to be. So I finally just sat down and was like, all right, I'm just going to write out like a quick rough draft, kind of like outline of what it's going, how the story is going to go. And when I did that, I only came up with maybe like eight scenes. And again, this is just the first draft. So obviously things can change. And when I go back into do content editing and line by line editing and stuff like that, but I don't know, like this is probably much it. So, I'm about halfway through it now. So with it being the 14th, I've got about 5,000 words, so I'm probably going to finish up probably around like 15,000. So I was shooting for 20, but I mean, you know, things change. You never know. But right now, that's what it looks like. The book has definitely come to a halt because I've been so kind of into writing this new story. So luckily, this week, this whole week, I have off for vacation, and I don't really have a whole lot planned with the exception of a couple of days, so I am hoping to get all of the editing for the book done. I'm hoping to get probably about 80% of the short story written. That way, in the coming weeks, I can take it a little bit easier and really comb through the content and make something that I really want to do, so... that's going to be exciting. I'm really kind of pumped about that stuff. So creating is fun. We got a new episode of D&D 420 dropping today. We were talking about introducing new players into the game of Dungeons & Dragons. We start from the very get of introducing the even concept of playing the game with somebody who hasn't played before. Making sure that they're, you know, they're in to win kind of an idea. Sitting down with them, creating a character sheet, going over who they want to be, what kind of game they're expecting. Kind of how to foe the rules a little bit so that this new player can have as good enough time as, you know, more of a veteran player does. Something else. It was really more of a personal episode to me. The whole idea of the episode came up from a listener email feedback that we got. So thank you for that. That stuff is huge. Not only just, you know, giving us content to work with and asking questions, but Jesus, just listening. You know, I guess it's the same thing with this. Hell, I could be doing this for years now and only get one or two views, and it's usually just views from me looking at it just to make sure that everything looks right. But no, I enjoy doing it, so that's all that matters. It's all that matters. You people don't matter. It's just me. Nah, you matter. Of course you matter. To somebody, just not to me. I'm kidding. Getting saucy. Saucy this early in the morning. What else we got going on? Yeah, so no, that episode was great. I'm really excited about that. I think that's going to be... we're only doing one more episode. So the whole idea was that we were just going to do this tight package of 10 episodes. And then we were going to do a quote-unquote season 2, where it's going to be a little bit more intermediate dungeon mastering when it comes to the D&D stuff and how to... really get down to even more of the core ideas and some of the stuff that you don't hear about a lot. So that'll be exciting. I don't know when that'll happen. Jim kind of just sprang that on me wanting to do a season 2. And I was like, oh yeah, I guess we could. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. We'd have different tiers of this. Cause my original idea was to take these episodes and kind of like package them together with certain tools that we would create. So like, in the episode when we talk about NPCs, He's got like just these quick cards. To him, they're just garbage scrap paper. But to me, it's like, oh man, this is a template. This is something I could fill in blanks to, or this is something that, as a DM, when I'm like, okay, what are the things that I really need for this NBC? Because, you know, we talk about that before. We talk about all the information you could sit down and write about this, you know, just creating a game, creating an NPC. And it's like, well, no, here's all pretty much the core beliefs that you need. And you can go into more detail if you like. We can put a spot for notes. So my thoughts were like, no, let's, you know, each episode we have like this package of PDFs that you can download, or interactive media or something that you can download with it, and kind of make it like a daily thing that you do. And then, you know, at the end of the 10 days, you have 10 podcasts and you have 10 packages of PDFs, and you can basically create your own campaign of, you know, a handful of sessions from this stuff that we just give you. And then there's, you know, things on the back end I was thinking about doing. Like, I had this really cool idea of creating basically these D&D character journals. So keeping something small, maybe like a, you know, like a 5x7 kind of maybe hardcover. And then, you know, there'd be spots to where you could actually draw your character. There'd be two sets of character sheets. So one where you started the game, and then one at the end of what your character looks like in terms of stats and stuff, and weapons you've acquired and items you've managed, stuff like that, to kind of show that progression. And then in the in-between would be, you know, like journal sheets where it'd be like, okay, on this session, this is what happened to my character from my character's point of view. And then that could be something you could put on your shelf, and then you could go back and look back at it later to kind of relate and reread of how the session went. And I thought that'd be something neat to do. A lot of little things like that I've kind of come up with. Nothing new. Come on. I'm talking about me here. None of the stuff is ever new. It's just just taking ideas of other things that I've heard about or read or probably even seen. And I'm like, oh, that'd be neat if it had this on it, or if it was like this. So I don't know. So that stuff would be interesting. So yeah, so check that out. I'll have that link in the notes. It's a pretty good episode. Again, if you're big in the D&D, and even if you're not in the D&D, just like the conversations we have are interesting. I feel like we break new ground on things that I feel like you just don't hear anywhere else, especially when it comes to Dungeons and Dragons. So and then let me know what you think of them. Because that's the whole idea, is audience participation. Let me know. That would be great. Thank you. I'm going to thank you now. I'm thanking you now. Thank you. Oh, so one of the things that on the last Thursday episode we were talking about was reading the Compute's Guide to NES Games. They claimed that POW was as good as Double Dragon. If you liked POW, or if you like Double Dragon, you'll like POW. So I played Double Dragon for the NES. Personal favorite game of mine. Not very good at it. It's a super difficult game, but it's, you know, one of those staples of the NES collection that if you have an NES, or if you've played NES, you've definitely played Double Dragon. Everybody's played Double Dragon. If you haven't played Double Dragon, you should probably play Double Dragon. It's a pretty good game. So then I played POW. It is not very good. I did not like this game. I like Double Dragon. Did not like POW. It is a side-scrolling beat-em-up. In the book, it said, it touted that there was four large areas, and they are large. You fight a boss at the end of each level. No continues, no extra lives, no passwords, no battery saves, no nothing. So once you're dead, you're dead. So you get that arcade experience, which is extremely frustrating because it's a very difficult game. It's designed to be difficult because it's an arcade game, you know. There are a lot of similarities other than just it being a side scroller and a beat 'em up. You can pick up weapons that the enemies drop. There's knives and guns and stuff like that, which is, you know, that stuff's fun. You get the, where you see the, you know, the same enemy on a single screen twice, because the NES hardware could, at this time anyway, just couldn't process having two separate sprites, two separate enemies on screen, which is weird because it was something I never even noticed in Double Dragon until maybe 5 years ago, that when you're playing Double Dragon, like, it's you fight the same two characters on the screen at the same time every time. every time you come across somebody, there's always two of them, and then maybe a third comes around, and then you fight a different enemy. It's never two different enemies. Like, that blew my mind. I was watching it was a YouTube video of GameSack. It was a YouTube video of GameSack, and I think they were just talking about beat 'em up games, just, you know, our popular games of the genre. And one of the hosts mentioned that, and I was like, oh my god, I never noticed that it was what's the same enemy on every screen. It was just the copies of the same enemy because the hardware couldn't support it. Like, no idea. 33 years old. I don't know if I'm just oblivious to certain things, or I've talked about having tunnel vision before, and I do sometimes, like when I get into doing something, like everything just kind of blurs away around me. Made a lot of mistakes as a kid that may have affected my memory. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Hey, governor, if you know what I mean. But yeah, I just remember, like, rewinding it, like, wait, what do you mean? Oh my god, it is. That's so true. Like, just so stupid. Like, man, I never seem to stop to amuse myself just how dumb I really could be. Well, at least if you can entertain yourself, then who can, right? Right? Please say yes. So it's not a bad game. POW, it's not a good game. It's not a good game at all. It's not a bad game, though. A good game is like Breath of the Wild, which I'm finally getting to my first... Oh, poop, I forgot what they were called. The big walker things. Oh, man, I have to look it up now. How can I forget what that was? Blasphemy! Breath of the Wild. Giant. The Guardians, is that what they're called? No, the Guardians are the... Oh my god, what are they called? Man, I feel so bad. And everybody's like screaming at their radios right now. Oh man, what are they called? I'm not going to edit any of this. This is all staying. You have to see the agony on my face. Oh man, what is it called? Yeah, we're going to... I'm on my way to Zora's Domain, which has been weird because the game's designed for you to go to obviously any spot of the game you want, because that's just how the game's designed, which is great, but it kind of puts you on a path to go to Zora's Domain first. And I realized that one of the things that maybe I had missed the first time or second time playing through it is that there's a bunch of Zoras in, like, the surrounding area that I heard, hey, like, we're looking for a Hylian. Like, you know, the prince needs you over here. Like, I ran into six of them. And I don't ever remember running into shrines. Is it the shrines? No, the shrines are the things. Yeah. Oh, man. This is so bad. But yeah, like, it's just, and they all practically say the same thing. Hey, the prince, blah, 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 is looking for you. You know, go to this bridge and he'll find you but yeah, I don't remember coming across, like, I think maybe I was just like, maybe the second time I played through it, I was like, oh, I know where I'm going, so I'm just going to go here. But I don't remember any of the other, God, what are they called? Oh my goodness. Oh, I'm literally looking up walkthroughs right now to try to figure out what the hell they're called. Divine Beasts. Oh my god. That took way too long. I don't remember any other time, any of the other Divine Beasts stating, like, hey, so-and-so's looking for you, or this thing's going on in this town, like, we need you there. But yeah, and for Zora's Domain, like, it's, I mean, I ran into six of them, and then, I don't know, it was just, It was odd. I don't, because I've heard, I've listened, well, you know, one of my best friends who was playing it, like, he went straight to Death Mountain. And I was like, oh, you went to Death Mountain first? Like, I didn't go to, and then he went, like, the complete other side of the map and went to the one in, I don't, it's not Gerudo's Desert, is it? I can't remember. The sand place. Yeah, it's probably Gerudo's Desert. I was like, oh, so you completely missed, like, Zora's Domain? I was like, that's the first one I feel like the game kind of points you to. And he's like, no, he's like, I just kind of ended up over there. I'm like, oh, all right, well. Again, you know, the beauty of Breath of the Wild, you can play the game however you want to play it. I don't know, that seemed odd to me. But, yeah, because even in this walkthrough that I'm looking at right now, it shows you going through. No, it doesn't, actually. Does it? Does this one show you going? Yeah, no, it does. It shows you going to Zora's Domain first. So strange. I don't know. Like, I guess it's like anything else. Like, it's kind of like Mega Man. Like, there is a, you know, Capcom designed a way for you to play Mega Man, but realistically, you can play Mega Man in any boss order you want. I don't know if Nintendo ever came out and said, this is how you're supposed to play it. Like, this is the walkthrough. Might be something to look into to see what they were thinking. I'm sure Zora's Domain was first, though. And then Death Mountain. And then probably, I don't know if you go to the Gerudo's Desert after that or not. Who's to say? But it's a great game. God, I love it so much. It's so much fun walking through and just, you know, basically doing anything and taking over encampments and stuff like that. Like, this game, it's got a hold of me. Which is kind of upsetting because I got Crash Bandicoot, the Insane Trilogy, and I really want to play that. I've never really played a Crash Bandicoot game before. And I can't play it because I'm playing The Legend of Zelda right now. So it's like, I can't just put The Legend of Zelda down and pick up Crash Bandicoot. Like, kind of monster am I? Ugh. But yeah, it's good. I like it. Speaking of games, I have finally put my toe into the giant pool of speedrunning. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, your guy, Eric M. Hunter, me, has finally started his journey of speedrunning. So things are still in the very infant stage, to say the least. I haven't even really picked a game that I'm going to speedrun yet. I'm kind of toying around with a handful of games. So the one I'm kind of messing with right now is Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers for the NES. And I'm just not trying to speedrun it on a single player. Like, I'm doing something a little bit different that I haven't seen done yet. And it's probably for good reason, because I don't even know if it's possible. But the idea is, it's a two-player mode that you play single player. And the way you do that is you just have to carry the second player throughout the entire game without them dying. It's either too difficult or it's impossible. I haven't decided yet. I feel like I've been making progress just in the short few days that I've been, you know, trying, but it's still in its early stages because you have to deal with the enemy behaviors are way different. So especially with the bosses, because they target both players, and since one player is stationary, there's things that you have to do to make sure that, you know, if an enemy's coming at them, that they don't die, obviously. There's jumps and stuff that you just can't do when you're carrying somebody. There's other times where you have to damage boost to get through certain enemies, and then you have to find health later in the level because there's just no way you can continue without that health. So you have to, you know, drop the player. And so, again, I don't know if it's possible. I'm enjoying it. I'm having fun doing it. And again, I feel like I'm making progress, but I just don't know if it's going to work. The other game is General Chaos for the Sega Genesis. So it's kind of it's not a game I see talked about a lot. It's one of a very personal favorite game of mine. Man, it's probably one of my top 10, especially in the Genesis catalog. It's a real-time action tactical shooter, I guess. You play as an army of five guys who have five different weapons, and then you just attack another army. You have to go through so many battles to take the city over at the end of the game. The only speedrun that I saw, the game was beat under like 9 minutes. So like, man, not that bad. But there's nothing, at least in this speedrun that I was watching, or the guy who holds the record, there wasn't any like game glitches or exploits or anything like that. So it kind of leaves it open for maybe there might be something there for me to play around with. So that's something else that I'm looking into. Another game was Super Skellamania, which is a personal favorite game of mine by a developer, Ben Allen. I reviewed his old version of Skellamania on itch.io way back when, on the old days of iamericm.com. I even think I made it my game of the year for 2016. It was just a free platformer game. The lore was really neat. It was just a very fun game. And I actually found out when I was looking at the leaderboards for the speedrunners, he's holding third right now. So he's speedrun his own game. So I contacted him on Twitter and I was like, did you speedrun your old game? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, that's so funny. Like, I don't know. How many developers do you know speedrun their own games? Probably a lot, since I don't know anything of this community. So my plan is to kind of categorize and catalog everything that I'm doing, all the stuff that I'm discovering. I hope to maybe, if I continue with this and as the months go by, I can find myself in, as part of a community, maybe, you know, enlisted help from other people who have sped run this game before. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Is it still just speed run? Is it speed run, speed ran, sped run? We have to ask somebody. But yeah, so my quote unquote schedule right now is I'm trying to stream 2 hours a day as practice. So an hour in the morning, an hour at night. And so I'm doing it on Twitch. So all that information, again, is in the notes. So you can follow me up and hang out with me as I try to speed run Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers or whatever game it ends up being. So, all right. That's going to kind of bring all this to a close. We got one last thing is the ask.fm. So thank you guys. If you've sent me questions, I do appreciate it. Again, the link is in the notes. You can ask me questions anonymously if you want to. If not, I feel like some of these may be generated by the website. I don't know. Well, here. So the very first question was, what does friendship mean to you? And what should your friend be like? Do you have a lot of friends? All right. Shit's getting deep already. What does friendship mean to me? I don't know. Just somebody you can hang out with, have a good time, not feel like you're on the defensive, not feel like you're constantly trying to impress, somebody you can confide in, somebody you can tell secrets to, somebody who will listen and give their feedback regardless if you take it or not. Sometimes just somebody to listen, you know. I've got a lot of friends for different things. So like, as well, in my head it sounds shitty, and it's probably gonna sound shitty when I say it out loud, but like, you know, I've got friends where I can share certain things with, and I got friends who I can't share certain things with. And it's not, doesn't make them a better friend over another. It's just, you know, some friends have gone through experiences that I can ask about that other friends haven't. So, being able to do that is nice. What should your friend be like? I don't know, just don't be a dick to you or to other people. That's pretty much it. I mean, there's not a whole, my criteria is very low when it comes to stuff like that. Do I have a lot of friends? I mean, I've got a lot of people I get along with. I got a lot of people I talk to. I've got a handful of friends of like three or four I've known since grade school, that I still stay in very close contact with. I've made a lot of great friends online, with like, you know, Eric Bailey and Wally and Jason Lamb and, those guys, I consider very good friends of mine, that I talk to all the time about things that are both, you know, just pop culture bullshit and personal stuff, you know, like, I mean, I've mentioned it on here before. Me and Wally have that Discord channel. I mean, I've said stuff to him that I haven't said to anybody, you know, and, that's just, you know, like having that outlet is huge, you know? So I wouldn't say I have a lot of friends, but the friends I do have, like, I love and I cherish and I am grateful to have. So thanks, guys. Thank you. In what case can you justify lies? Never. Just don't stop. Where do you really want to travel? I don't know. I'm kind of, anytime that we go on vacation, like me and the family, like we always go to a beach just because that's what the wife wants to do. So I have to do what the wife wants to do. I'm not mad about that at all. I'm a hiking kind of guy, so I'd love to go to like just, you know, Yellowstone National Park or the Redwood. I think it's the Redwoods where they filmed Return of the Jedi. I would like to go there. That would be fun. I wouldn't mind, like, you know, chilling out in a cave in a mountain somewhere for a couple of nights. I think that would be fun. Nondescript locations. I'm easy. Went to Jamaica for the honeymoon. That was a lot of fun. Wouldn't mind going back to Jamaica. It's a beautiful place. All right. What are your goals in life? Don't die. I don't know. Be happy. Enjoy life. Drink coffee. I don't know. I'm doing my goals. I'm enjoying it already. So I don't have high goals. what route would you choose for around the world trip? What route would I choose? I don't even know what that means. What route would you choose for, I guess, airplane? Maybe a boat? I've never made a boat. I don't know. I love apples. What do you love? I love apples. Oranges. I love pineapple. Kiwi. I like fuzzy fruit. That's my kind of fruit, is a fuzzy fruit. I think I just named the podcast episode. I love fuzzy fruit. What would you say to your young self and why? I don't know. Enjoy the moment. Don't grow up too fast. It's all still going to be here. I mean, I've still got, just speaking of video games specifically, like I'm still playing on the NES system that my mom bought me for Christmas back in 1984 or 88. That's probably 89. Yeah, 84. I don't know. Still works. I still have my original copy of The Legend of Zelda. That stuff is becoming less and less important, and the experiences and the journeys that I go on are monumentously more important. So, staying in the moment is definitely a huge thing that I feel like as a kid, especially in my young teens, I didn't have. I don't think I really got into that mindset until I was almost 20 or 21. So enjoy the moment. Enjoy it. What's the best part about your place? I don't know. Best part about my place. So the house that we bought, one of the reasons we bought it is it has a fairly nice backyard. It's not big or anything, but it's, you could put stuff there and you could play. It's kind of how I looked at it. And there's this really nice deck that was built around this giant tree. Like, I'm talking, it's huge. It's a big tree, which was a huge selling point for me. I feel like my thought was to wake up with the day with a cup of coffee sitting on this deck and just watching the sunrise. Like, that is probably the best part about my place, that I get to do that. I don't do it as often as I want because, of course, you never do. But it's definitely something that that is a time that I cherish. Being able to wake up with the day like that, that's very cool for me. Do you believe in miracles? No, I do not believe in miracles. Do you prefer vintage or new? I prefer things that work. I have a lot of vintage stuff, but it also works. If it didn't work, I probably wouldn't have it. So, like, I got a, growing up, my parents always had one of those entertainment systems. And by entertainment system was like the old school, where it was like record player and then two tape decks and a radio and like giant tall speakers that were, you know, 4 or 5 foot high. And I got one and I listened to it, not as much as I should. Again, it's always not as much as I should, but, it works though. So like I picked up like a whole shoebox full of tapes of like, you know, 80s, 90s music that I used to listen to and still listen to, you know, from growing up. And like being able to put a cassette tape in a tape deck and hitting the play button and hearing that scratch of the tape, like, man, that's my childhood. Like if I had to, that in video games, if I had to pick a sound that resembles my childhood, it's that scratch of the tape of a cassette tape when you put it in a tape deck. There's a website I found online that you can upload an MP3 to, and it'll apply the tape, that like the cassette tape filter. I'll have to find it and put it in the notes. But I lost like a good 2 hours of just uploading music and listening to it to make it sound like it was like an old, you know, like one of those old steel cassette tapes. And God, it brought back so many memories of me just like crashed out in my room alone, like discovering music and trying to find myself emotionally through, you know, other people's poetry. Like, it was amazing. And I still do it, again, not as much as I'd want to. But yeah, like that sound is like my childhood in a nutshell. But I just like things that work. You know, I don't really care if it's new or vintage. I just want them to work. So, but yeah, it looks like that's it. That was as of 20 hours to go. So thank you, anonymous people, for submitting questions. If you got more, again, the link's in the notes. We're going to answer them every Sunday on the Sunday edition of the podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at Eric Hunter, at Eric Hunter on Twitch, and check out my streaming. Come and say hello. Make fun of me for being so terrible at this game, but I'm getting better. And you can see it. I've got progress on tape. Show you. Apologies if you heard the laundry in the background. It is Sunday. It is Sunday. And with that, I thank you. We're going to hashtag out.